This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named John Hobb, J-O-H-N-H-O-B-B-3, John Hobb III. Date of birth 12/02/1966. Date of appointment April 6, 2026, requesting physician Victoria Miller, FNP. Dear Victoria Miller, I have the pleasure of seeing John Hobb today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 59-year-old, right-handed Caucasian man who is dizzy all the time. He can only walk 100 feet. His hand shakes. Two times he fell down and with loss of consciousness. He has a chronic renal failure. He has a liver problem. His eyes hurt. His eyes hurt if he look at the phone, burning of the eyes. He went to the couple of hospital and seen many doctor of different specialty. He was seen by neurologist. He is having a shooting pain in the arms and the legs. Dizziness mean about to fall and pass out. He feels lightheaded. His shaking of the hands and feet lasts only 5 to 10 seconds. Then he falls down with loss of consciousness. Right side became paralyzed and swollen. He was seen by rheumatologist. He has a rashes on the left arm. EMG done last year. He is going to see the cardiologist and pain management diagnosed with amyloidosis. Past medical history. Depression, hypertension, syncope, thrombocytopenia, history of myocarditis, gout, arthritis, past surgical history, none, allergy, none, medication, lisinopril, clonidine, gabapentin. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, is not working, is divorced, lives alone, have two children, family history, mother alive, father deceased, two sister, one brother, review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having vertigo, lightheadedness, blackout spell, weakness, trouble walking, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain, back pain, physical examination, blood pressure 120/80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength 545, deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed decreased pinprick and vibratory sensation in the feet, gait attacks, Kronberg test positive, assessment and plan. 59-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, dysautonomia. Number 2, amyloidosis. Number 3, syncope. Number 4, rule out epilepsy. Number 5, vertigo dizziness. Number 6, back pain. Next paragraph. His syncope is due to the dysautonomia. He is dropping his blood pressure when he stand up. This all can be due to amyloidosis. His seizure looks like a syncopal seizure. Epileptic seizure is less likely. At this time, I would like to order EEG, EMG of the upper and lower extremities and blood tests including B12 folate, TSH, hemoglobin, A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity, vitamin D, SED rate, ANA, rheumatoid factor, CPK, aldolase, and acetylcholine receptor antibodies. I would like to see him back in my office when all these tests will be done. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.